Lullaby in Stormlight. I have heard the slamming of hatches. I have witnessed the railman's grunt and heave. I've stood by while my deck boss catches our chief in his arms, too drunk to leave the elbow room on his own. I've staggered under the weight of a young deck ape who'd mourned his marriage with vodka, then tried to bugger an obese and weathered whore, her scorn for his failure crowning him like Jesus. I've seen Stormlight burn black as a Bible, and illuminate in darkness its locus, the eye of a lone sailor unable to look away. I've listened while screamer captains ream their boys on deck. I have lifted my eyes to the wheelhouse high among fulmers, while a skipper on the loud hailer riffed hard and long on themes conceived in anger. Purified by wind, assayed by fatigue, a fierce language has pierced my ears, drawn thin syllables of labor and hurry, of danger and fear, of rage and despair in God's worst place in creation to be alone, where sailors groan in their sleep, piled up like puppies while we steam down to the next string of pots, their slickers cinched tight to their chins, hoods up, rain pants taped snug about their boots, slumber come quicker than God's wrath, or gales, or a captain's rant, tossed in exhaustion's odd dreams. I have been lulled by the slamming of mild steel. I have learned fear as the barometer plummets. Gulls have shat on the hood of my foul weather gear. The deck boss has poured me my coffee. The chief has lit a cigarette and leaned back and drawled. Gruffly, the railman has offered me a seat in the doghouse. Green water has broken across deck, and we wait. God hath spoken. The whole ocean shivers. Heaped in our rain gear until the storm abates, we sleep while our vessel booms and quivers.